So before we dive on into this week's episode, I wanted to share with you something that I've decided to do in December that I'm pretty excited about. I know that this time of year that I get a lot of questions from my clients and the people that I work with all around, okay, how do I eat at Christmas? You know, this time of year is really fun and there's lots of celebrations, but it can also be stressful and involve just a lot of eating. And for some people, this is just a lot of binge eating, overeating, too much sugar, too much alcohol. And they start the new year just feeling like a big fat failure, feeling like their sugar cravings are out of control, like they've just lost the plot when it comes to their food. And I see this every year. I used to be like this myself. And I really want to help you to feast well and feel really good. So I've got two things that I decided to do this year. Number one is I'm running a free 5-day challenge. So it's going to be called the Eat and Be Merry Challenge. It's all around how to have a healthy relationship with food, how to avoid binge eating this Christmas while still feasting really well, because you can bet your bottom dollar, I am not going to be munching on celery sticks and green juice on Christmas Day. No way, Jose. I love mince pies. But how can we do this? How can we feast really well without losing the plot, without it going crazy, without binging, without it becoming this form of ultimately what is self-abuse? So that's what we're going to be talking about in the challenge. And I'm also going to be sharing in the Eat and Be Merry Challenge what to eat more of. Yeah, you heard that right. The foods that I want you to eat more of this Christmas. So if you want to join that challenge, head over to keziahall.com or supernaturallyhealthy.org. Both places take you to the same place. And you'll see at the top, there will be a link to the challenge on the top menu or a little pop-up at the bottom of the page. You can join there. If you're on my email list, there'll be another way to join. Or if you head over to keziahall.com and hit the blog, there'll also be a link in the show notes. So I'd love you to join me in there. The second thing is, if you want recipes for gluten, sugar, and dairy-free delights, then my Eat and Be Merry recipe ebook is out. Again, you can find out more of that at keziahall.com. Otherwise, let's go on with today's show. Welcome to The Gut Goddess Show, a weekly podcast for women who are fed up, are feeling bloated, and tired. I'm your host, Kezia Hall, holistic nutritionist and all-around health geek. Let's dive in to the show. Hello, welcome to this week's episode of The Gut Goddess Show. And today we're talking about how I quit festive binge eating and how to enjoy feasting over this festive time. So how to quit the festive binge eating and how to have a healthy time of feasting and enjoyment. So that's what we're talking about, because I was the queen of festive binge eating. I once ate a kilogram of Dairy Milk chocolate in 2 days. Yep, it's a lot, along with all my other meals, guys. I wasn't just like just focusing on the chocolate, with 3 meals a day and other things, just because I had that toxic approach of like, oh, I'll just eat it all now because then I'll be good and stop whatever. No, it's so twisted. So that's what we're talking about in this episode. So if you struggle, if you feel like Christmas just completely derails your motivation, your progress, your weight, your health, and how you feel, this is the episode for you. Okay, before we dive in, a couple of things. I would love it if you left me a review. I've not seen any new reviews recently, so I don't know if something isn't working. If you have left me a review in the last few months, do message me, because I haven't seen any, and it would make me so happy if you would take 2 or 3 minutes out of your time to go and leave a review. This podcast takes a lot of time and energy and money to produce it every week, but I do it because I know how helpful it is. Lots of you give me feedback all the time about how much you love the podcast. So thank you for listening and for your time. And if you haven't left a review, I'd love it if you did. And the next thing is, if you are not getting regular emails from me, you want to rectify that. My birthday is on the 27th of December. And I have a tradition that for 3 or 4 days over, starting with my birthday, I do something really special for everyone on my email list. It's a time when you can save a lot of money and really kind of kickstart your 2020 with a bang. So I'm not going to tell you anymore. You need to be on my email list. The way that you can do that is by going and doing the quiz, the Gut Goddess quiz, if you haven't done that. So head over to supernaturallyhealthy.org/quiz or just to keziahall.com and you'll see the quiz there. Both URLs take you to the same place. Or you can just go on Instagram and Facebook and just email me, just message me your email address. Really, really simple. Or there's loads of other ways you can join my email list on my website. You can just go to keziahall.com, scroll down to the very bottom and input your details. There's loads of ways that you can do it, but make sure you are on my list. I send out an email every week. You can unsubscribe at any point, but you just don't want to miss this. Just going to say it. I've been giving you fair warning. Make sure you're on my list and make sure you check your emails between Christmas and New Year. Do it. Okay, let's get on with today's show. So in this episode of the Gut Goddess Show, we're talking about festive binging and how to feast in a healthy way over the festive period. So what we're talking about today is a lot to do with your relationship with food, how to eat well and enjoy your Christmas, how to ditch all the weird food body drama that is so often for this time of year, and how you can just actually just freaking enjoy your Christmas and not freak out about, oh, how many calories are in that mince pie you're eating, or enter the new year just feeling really fat and floppy and fatigued and bloated and just really awful. I want you to enter the new year feeling kick ass. And for myself, I used to, this time of year, the festive season, Christmas used to be a time for acceptable binging, because it's almost like socially acceptable just to binge all the time. But ultimately, by the time I got to New Year's Eve and the start of the new year, I felt really rubbish. I felt guilty, and there was so much drama going on in my head around the food I was eating, but I actually just physically felt rubbish. Like, my energy was low, my skin was often not great, my immunity would often crash, I'd often get ill. Obviously, I would have gained quite a bit of weight in the past, and all of this other stuff, and it's just not fun. And I know from my clients as well, like the festive season, I had a client who was doing really, really well with supporting certain health issues that they had. They had been diagnosed as diabetic, so they were doing really well. They'd seen so many shifts in their blood sugars. Then Christmas hit, and that literally derailed them for 6 months. And that's not unusual. That's not the only story I've heard of with my clients. I see this a lot with my clients, when actually that Christmas time, the mince pies and the feasting, and let's be honest, the stress and the family time, can actually completely derail people in terms of how they feel and how good they feel for months and months and months. And I do not want that for you. So today I'm going to be talking about, how can we ditch this festive binging, and how can you really enjoy your Christmas without being the person that's like, no, no, I'm really happy sipping my celery juice, thanks. No, because you're not, are you? Everyone, I mean, it's Christmas. I don't want to be sipping on celery juice when there's maybe some mulled wine and mince pies around. So I'm going to be talking about how I approach it, how I've managed to completely shift how I approach this time of year, the habits I have, the behavior I have, the foods that I eat, how that is completely done a 180. I no longer think of Christmas as a time to like eat all the food I haven't eaten all year. No, I eat and drink a little bit more than I normally would do, because it's a celebration, it's family time, it's feasting, it's tradition, it's ritual. But I've basically completely shifted my relationship with this time of year, with the food that I eat, with my body. And I want to share that with you so that you can be equipped to really enjoy this time of year without your brain kind of draining your energy with all the drama, all that, oh, you're so fat, I can't believe you just ate that, you said you weren't gonna do that, you've eaten far too many mince pies, do you know how many calories are in that mince pie, oh, you can't have that. All of that drains your life, it drains your energy, and you don't actually need to have that. So let's get started. So the first thing, when it comes to how I quit this kind of festive binging cycle and how I've learnt to really enjoy feasting, is first of all looking at our mindset. And before you switch off, before you go, ugh, this is really important. And if your mindset, if you're stuck in what I'm going to call this dieting mentality, this dieting culture and framework, then Christmas time, holiday times, birthday times, night out times, Friday night times, whatever times of the year, are going to become binging sessions for you. Because the dieting mentality inherently produces a more binging overeating culture. Now, let me explain that a little bit. Now, just to clarify, when I say dieting mentality, that might mean your standard Slimming World, Weight Watchers, these kind of different more formal dieting programs. But it's not that dieting mentality and a dieting culture isn't only down to these businesses and organizations, dieting teas, all of those kinds of things. It's actually down to the way you think and the way you've conditioned yourself to think. So you can approach Whole 30, or you can approach the GAPS diet, the gut and psychology syndrome diet. You can approach work, anything I suggest to you. You can approach that with a dieting mentality, because a dieting mentality basically is when we have this idea of being on or off. This dieting mentality, a dieting culture or way, or dieting mindset, is when you are looking to an external framework, an external source, an external set of rules that you abide to or you don't. So a dieting mentality means is the opposite of a lifestyle shift, because what you're doing is say, let's to take Weight Watchers, because that's a really obvious one. Weight Watchers is a framework, it's a support network, it's a nutritional strategy, it's a formula, basically, that you pay in order to adhere to. So you kind of go outside yourself, you look for Weight Watchers, you do what they tell you to do, and you're either on it or you're off it. So you're either being good according to the Weight Watchers plan, or you're being bad according to the Weight Watchers plan. You're either on track with the Weight Watchers plan, or you're off track with the Weight Watchers plan. You're either what's the other one? On the wagon, the Weight Watchers wagon, and you know, fill in Weight Watchers with any other thing. It can be something you self-impose. It can be from a book. It can be from a nutritionist like myself. You can make anything, and you can approach it with this dieting mentality. And it's this idea of having some kind of external thing that has the answer for you, and that therefore means you can be on or off it. And that is the problem ultimately with any kind of binging, or one of the problems with any kind of binging, is this idea that there is a way that you should be eating, that there's these rules or boundaries or formula that should work for you, and you need to stick by that, otherwise you're not doing it properly. Whereas when it comes to ditching binge eating, not just over the Christmas period, but in general, is actually making this shift and moving away from this dieting mentality. And let me explain this. So I started my first diet when I was about age 11. I joined Slimming World with my mom because I was quite overweight. And so that was when I really started to begin and be educated in this dieting mentality. Weekly weigh-ins, sins, measuring foods, counting things. There was an external formula that I was following to help me, that was kind of going to answer my problems, basically. And if I stuck to it, it was fine. But these are some of the habits that people get into. So we say our weigh-in was on a Tuesday. Then on Tuesday night, after we'd gone and weighed ourselves, we'd go and get fish and chips or go and get chocolate. If I had gone over my sins of the day, so my, you know, you could say that be calories or points or whatever, then I would just think, sack it, I've already had like 25 sins, what's the point? I'll just carry on. I wasn't focused on my health. I wasn't focused on nutrient density. I wasn't focused on quality of food or quality of how I feel. I wasn't focused on how I felt, actually. I was focused on following this external rules. And what that does over time is it either makes you rebellious because you think, stuff that, I'm just going to do whatever the heck I want to do. Or you feel so, you eventually get to the point where you feel so tired and disheartened and frustrated that you pack it all in because you've not actually been keeping, you're not listening to your body, basically. You're just following this external rule. And it appears to be easier, but that's why statistically, we know dieting programs don't work, especially when it comes to weight loss. People put all the weight plus more back on. That's a well-known statistical fact. Just rejoining Weight Watchers or Slimming World is probably going to make you more likely to gain weight than it is to lose weight in the long run. And I know there's exceptions to those, and that you know, the research does demonstrate that. But on average, it's statistically significant that people gain more weight back on, that they lose weight and then they'll gain it more back on, which is worse for your health and for your metabolic, your metabolism and your body, basically, is to kind of keep on gaining and losing the same 2 stone. It's not great for you. So what's the solution? It's really about training our mindsets and moving out of this dieting mentality. And if you wanted to head and listen to this a bit more, I did episode 58 all on how I quit binge eating. So I'll go into more depth of it there, but it's really important over the Christmas time that you think about your mindset. So even now, What's going on in your head? Are you thinking, oh yes, I'm just going to be able to eat like a whole tub of Pringles. This is awesome. I can't wait for that tub of celebrations. What is going on in your head? Do you have this idea in your head that Christmas time is a time when you would go off the wagon, off track, you don't eat healthy food, that you eat bad food? Because Christmas time isn't about eating bad food. The foods that you eat, mince pies, aren't a bad food. You just don't want to be eating like 60 of them a day. Could you imagine 60 mince pies in a day? Oh, that would be a lot of mince pies. And I'm a mince pie fan. So what is your mindset to this time of year? And it can take a little bit of time to recalibrate and rewire it. But have a think. Are you basically just going to give up around Christmas time and eat junk and ignore how you feel? And this is a really important part of it. The dieting mentality gets you to disconnect from your body and how you actually feel and follow this external rule. So if you want to ditch binge eating, and that contributes to binge eating. So you follow an external formula, let's say just a Weight Watchers, Slimming World, point something, calories, macro counting, something your personal trainer's given you, whatever it is, it doesn't matter. And you can make anything a diet. You stop listening to your body necessarily. You start labeling food as good and bad, and you follow this external rule. But over time, that leads you to rebel, to give up, or to feel rubbish. And so that contributes to binge eating. So this dieting mentality actually is what is perpetuating potentially your binge eating habit. And then there can be other aspects to that as well. Trauma often plays a big role in binge eating, historical abuse, a lot of stress, you know, lots of emotional issues often contribute to that. But on a really basic level, that's what we're talking about. And with any kind of binging, and especially over Christmas. So over Christmas, you just think, well, there's no way I'm going to be able to follow my dieting, whatever it is in your brain, your good, air quotes, your good way of eating, your correct way of eating, that you're not going to be able to stay on the wagon over Christmas. So you just ditch it and give up and just eat whatever heck you want. Whereas what I want you to think about over Christmas is, how do you feel? How do you feel? How do you want to feel this Christmas? What kind of energy do you want to have? What do you want your body and belly to be doing? How do you want your mindset to be? How do you want to feel this Christmas? How do you want to feel? And then I want you to eat according to that. And that sounds pretty simple. And it actually is. Once you undo all these toxic kind of ways of thinking that we've trained ourselves and often paid to be trained in, this actually can be quite simple. So how do you want to feel? Do you want to feel energized? So let's give you an example. I'll give you an example for me. So when I think about Christmas, how do I want to feel? I want to feel relaxed. I want to have good digestion. Don't want to be bloated. I don't want to be really, really tired. I don't want to be exhausted. Don't want to feel foggy headed. I want to feel good enough to go for walks, play games with the family. Yeah, I might be a little bit tired because I'm just relaxing and on holiday, but I want to feel I want to feel really empowered around food. I want to feel really excited about eating, and I want to feel like I am doing the best that I can do for my food, but also feel normal. I really want to feel normal. I don't want to feel like that weird person at the family thing of like, here's your special meal, Kezia. I want to feel normal, and I want to feel part of the family. I want to feel part of it. I want to feel part of the feasting, part of the thing. I don't want to feel left out of it. So that's how I want to feel. So when I look at that, that's how then I make my food choices. So for me, if I want to feel energized, if I want my digestion to be good, if I want to wake up feeling good, if I want to have energy to go for walks and those kinds of things, then there's certain foods for me that are just a big no-no. So I'm not going to be eating lots of gluten. Probably not any. I'm not really that bothered. It doesn't do me any good. It's not worth it for me. I'm probably not going to be eating loads of cream and milk. Again, I'm not. Butter, fine. Cheese, I'll probably eat more cheese than I would normally do because it's Christmas, but I'm still not going to be eating those foods. Refined sugar, again, I'm not going to be eating loads of that. I'll have some in a Christmas pudding. I'll probably have some in some mince pies and chocolate, but I don't like how I feel when I eat loads of refined sugar. I don't like how it makes me feel the moment after it, the few hours after it, the day after it. It really affects my mood, and I don't enjoy feeling depressed. Let's just put it really bluntly. Don't enjoy feeling anxious, and sugar really contributes to that to me. And how I feel and my health and myself is my highest priority. Because often this binge eating thing, especially over Christmas, is often because we actually just stop thinking about ourselves, or we think everyone else is more important. We don't want to be uncomfortable. We don't want to be that person. We're too busy looking after everyone else to look after ourselves. So really, another key factor to shifting from a binge eating, kind of having a disaster, as people call it, as my clients would say over Christmas, I've been so bad, it was such a disaster. Moving on from that, how you change that and enjoy your Christmas is actually begins by prioritizing yourself. It does. Instead of prioritizing, oh, well, we're going to Aunt Sally's and she just doesn't matter and blah, 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 and I'll just do this and I'll just eat that. No. Oh, I've not had time to have my proper breakfast this morning, so I'll just grab a croissant because I was too busy making Lego with the kids. No. Play Lego with the kids after you've made yourself your breakfast. They can wait 5 minutes. Will you go and scramble some eggs or whatever it is? Prioritize yourself. And that is our key. So the key things are, we often are stuck in this dieting mentality, this dieting culture, this dieting way of thinking. And we've got to first, the best thing you can do is just first be aware of that and notice that this Christmas, notice that outworking itself and be aware of it. And when you're aware of it, then you can often change it. And then the next thing is actually put yourself first. Prioritize yourself. This is the prime time of year when everything else matters more than you. And that's your choice. And often what happens to that is you eat the rubbish food, you eat the leftovers, you don't make time for breakfast, you don't make time for lunch, you're just sitting and snacking on things. And it's actually, we often label it, oh, it's just, I'm so busy. But really deep down, it's often you're just not prioritizing yourself because you don't care enough about how you feel. You don't care enough about that bloating that bothers you, the weight that bothers you, the low energy. You don't actually care enough about how you feel, of how the food you're eating makes you feel, so that you just kind of ignore it, numb it, and eat your way through it. And it's a self-perpetuating cycle. Does that make sense? So really, really important. So those are the kind of some of the bigger picture mindset things. But I also want to give you just a couple of practical things that I'll do with clients and I coach people through and I do with myself that are just really practical tips in terms of really how to enjoy feasting over the Christmas time, but also how to just ditch this kind of toxic approach that we often have to eating over Christmas, where we are just like, I'm just going to trowel down all the chocolate because tomorrow I'm going to be good. And that's the other mindset aspect of dieting mentality, is this idea, if you're in this dieting mentality, you're in this good and bad zone with food. And so why you would binge is because you're like, well, I need to eat all the croissants and all the chocolate now because in January I'm going to be, air quotes, good. And that means no croissants, no chocolate. It's weird. That's a really weird mentality to have. And that will perpetuate you being stuck in a binge eating cycle, not just over Christmas, but for the rest of the year. Because if you don't give yourself permission to eat the foods that you really, really enjoy, then you're often going to just rebel against yourself and think, bugger it, I'm just going to eat it. So that's the other aspect. If you do find you binge, feel like you binge a lot at Christmas, it's probably because throughout the rest of the year, you're saying, oh, I'm eating good food or bad food. And the idea of Christmas is that you finally have permission to eat all the foods that you want to eat. So you're going to eat so many of them until you're sick, because in January, you're going to stop eating them for the whole year. Let's be honest, that doesn't happen, does it? It doesn't happen. Okay, so that leads me on to my first practical point when it comes to how to enjoy your Christmas eating and ditch the binge eating. And that is, figure out the foods that you eat and the foods that you love. So I often get clients do this exercise, and you can do this as you listen along. Get a pen and paper and just think, write out all the foods and drinks that you love about this time of year. So for example, for me, I love Christmas cake. I love mincemeat and mince pies. I love drinking more wine. I love chocolate all times of year, but chocolate would go in there. I love cheese. I love like leftover dinner, you know, at Christmas time where you just kind of have lunches where you just shove everything from the fridge onto the table. I love like quality streets, you know, like celebrations. I love having just those around and you can just like grab a little shot of terrible chocolate. I love all that stuff. So write a list, all the things you love. Be completely unapologetic. Really dream about all the things. Maybe you love selection boxes, or maybe you love Yule logs, or maybe you love white chocolate, or whatever. Write it all out on a list. All the things you love, all the things that make you feel excited to eat them. And then I want you just to have a look at that list and just pick the top three or four things that you really love. So for me, I really love Christmas cake. I really love drinking a bit more wine over Christmas. wine or whiskey, one of the two. I really love chocolate. And I really love a mince pie with brandy bar. That's just a great rule of thumb. So those will be my top four foods. So over Christmas, I give myself permission to eat those foods. Even now, as I'm speaking, recording this, and I'm still in November, I know I'm going to give myself full permission to eat those foods over Christmas time. I have permission to. There's no drama about that. I don't need to be like, should I? This is good. No. When it gets to Christmas time, 23rd, 24th, 25th, 26th, that whole Christmas period, I'm going to give myself permission to eat mince pies. I'm going to give myself permission to eat some gluten-free mince pies in December as well. And that's okay. So give yourself permission to eat the foods that you like, because often the binging comes from this whole drama that you and I have created in our heads about not eating this food, we shouldn't eat this food, blah, 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 blah. Such a waste of energy, honestly. And no, the things that I didn't mention. So what this means is on my list, you didn't hear crisps or Pringles, did you? They weren't on my list. I don't love crisps. I don't love Pringles. They don't excite me. I'll eat them if they're in front of me. I can mindlessly eat any food, just like any of you can, but I don't love them. So they're not on my list. So when I do go to a party, I'm not just going to sit there mindlessly munching on Pringles or Twiglets, because they're not a food that I love. And I've given myself permission to be like, oh, I'm at a party. You know what? There's some gluten-free mince pies. I'm actually going to have that instead. Do you see how actually it totally shifts things? What foods are you going to give yourself permission to eat? And then you just automatically decide there's going to be no drama about this. I'm not having drama around whether I eat a mince pie or not. No. Really, really important. So what foods do you love? Do that exercise. Write it out. Think about it. Think about the foods. Really think about the foods that you love. What are the foods that you just mindlessly eat? What foods are you just like, oh, well, I could give or take this. I'm not really that bothered. Then don't eat that food and focus on the foods that you really enjoy eating. So that's the first practical aspect. The next thing that I find really, really helpful when it comes to this time of year is defining the period of Christmas. So Christmas can begin for some people, and those of you listening in America, kind of Christmas eating can sort of start at Thanksgiving. So that's November time. I'm not 100% sure when Thanksgiving was this year, but it was recently. So that can start from end of November to basically the middle of January. And people can call that festive period of eating. So the next thing I want you to do is write out all the foods you love and figure out the top three or four foods that you really, really, really truly love. The next thing I want you to do is define your Christmas period. What is Christmas? How long does that last for you? So for some of you, it might be the whole school holidays. For others of you, you might know you have different parties at different places. I'm not going to decide how much, I'm not going to tell you what that is for yourself. You can decide that. What does Christmas look like to you? So for me, I'm just looking at my diary now. So Christmas this year is on a Wednesday, the 25th. So I will probably, for my Christmas period, just the way our holidays are working out, will probably start on like the 21st, 22nd. That's when I'll be on holiday, and we'll go on until kind of like the start of January. But what I do, so that's my Christmas period. So I know at that point, eating's going to be a bit more flexible. We're going to be at different places. We're not at home this year. We're going to be traveling to family. So there's, you know, going to be some variables in there. And that's okay. I know that that's the way it is, and that's going to work well. I'm going to focus on the foods that I love and make sure that I eat those. And for me as well, I also have other boundaries that, like I mentioned before, about how I want to feel. I'm really clear of how I want to feel each and every day, including Christmas. And that does not involve feeling depressed or overly anxious or with sore joints or with a bloated belly. Those are things that I don't want to feel, and I can choose how I feel through the food I eat. So I'm not going to choose to eat tons of gluten. I'm not going to choose to binge on refined sugar because it'll make me feel anxious and depressed. I'm not going to choose to just drink excessively because, I mean, waking up at 6 a.m. to change a nappy after you've had... For me, my alcohol tolerance is super low. If I've had 4 glasses of wine, woofed, I don't enjoy that feeling. And I love myself too much to subject myself to feeling that way. Because I'm worth it, guys. So are you. So that is how I approach it. So those practical aspects, just to recap, is figuring out the foods that you love, number one. Number two, define your period of Christmas. When is Christmas going to start? When is Christmas and festive eating going to start for you? When are you going to start to really enjoy those foods that you love? What is the time frame for that? Put it in the diary. I don't do this anymore, to be honest, because I've just shifted my lifestyle and my mindset so much. But years ago, what I used to do is I'd put a reminder in my diary for like the 29th of December to just like as a little check-in to be like, check in with how you're feeling, Kezia. How are you doing? I'd put a little reminder in my Google Calendar to be like, how are you feeling? Is the food you're eating serving you? Do you need to? And often at that time of year, I'd often think, oh, I could really do some more vegetables and I could do with a day of not drinking. And then I probably wouldn't drink until, you know, New Year's Eve. I might have a drink then and then I'd be done. So I don't do that anymore. But again, I've changed my mindset so much that I actually just kind of continue to eat the way that I would normally eat over Christmas with more added treats and mince pies and chocolate and things in and a bit more alcohol. But the rest of my meals are pretty much the same. Okay, so we talked about defining your period of Christmas, writing out the foods that you love. And number three is what I mentioned just before around how do you want to feel? And are there foods that just you know make you feel crap? Maybe you know milk just makes you feel really, really crap. Then, I mean, do you want to drink it over Christmas? Like I have clients come to me, if they drink milk, they're on the toilet for half an hour. They are constipated. They are bloated. Is that how you want to feel over Christmas? Because it's your choice. You can drink the milk and feel that way, or you cannot drink the milk and maybe not that feel that way. So what are the foods that you know don't make you feel good? And then it's a genuine question. Do you want to enjoy them? Because maybe the enjoyment of going out and having, eggnog, I assume that has milk in, is actually really worth it for you. And the fact that it makes you feel really grim the next day, that is not as big a, you know, so you're not as bothered about that as, you know, going out and having fun with your friends. It's a genuine question. I'm not telling you either way. For me personally, how I want to feel just means that there's certain things I don't eat over Christmas, and that's okay. But that's my choice. So you decide that. How do you want to feel? And again, write that. You've got that bit of paper. You've written out all the foods that you love. Somewhere else on that bit of tape paper, write down, how do you want to feel this Christmas? How do you want to feel? How do you want to feel in your clothes? How do you want to feel at mealtimes? How do you want to feel in the day? How do you want to wake up feeling? Write those down. And then think, okay, is there any foods that I know are not going to help me to feel sexy in my clothes? Because, you know, if there's a food that makes you fart a million times, it's quite tricky to feel sexy in that Christmas dress while you're farting like a trooper, isn't it? Or it's really difficult to, maybe you want to feel really fit and use this holiday time to do a bit more running or a bit more yoga or a bit more Pilates, you know, while, you know, you've got a little bit of space and time off of work. Okay, well, you probably want to wake up feeling energized. So does having 5 GNTs help? Is having 5 GNTs in an evening going to help you get up and do yoga the next day? Probably not. Let's be honest. So how do you want to feel? And is there any action? Is there any one or two foods? I'd say no more than two foods that are going to make you feel that way. So for me, it's gluten and it's cream and milk. Those are my one or two foods that I avoid over Christmas. For you, it might be excess alcohol. So limiting your alcohol to maybe 2 drinks a day. And it might be sugar, because like me, you feel like sugar contributes to your anxiety. Or you might have terrible digestion and you know that just milk is not an option, and onions and garlic, they're just going to make you feel super grim over the holidays. And so those are the foods you're going to avoid. Okay? I hope that has helped you. I really want you to enjoy feasting this Christmas. I sure will be. And I hope these kind of 3 practical tips, these 3 exercises, go and do them. They'll honestly take you less than 5 minutes. Like a couple of minutes most. Have a think about your mindset. Have a think about if you are stuck in this kind of dieting mentality fashion. And if you are, then do take this kind of festive time of year and this holiday time to just become really aware of that. And also, if you know you need some help with that, then I would love to work with you in the new year. If you head over to keziahall.com, click the Work With Me page, you can find out all the different ways that I work with people. In my 4-month program, we really hit not just on hormones and digestion and your energy and fertility and all whatever it is that your kind of goals are. we also look at your relationship with food and your relationship with your body as well, because it's so essential. So I would love to work with you in that. Same with my Nourish program as well, which is my group coaching version. So there's basically two ways you can work with me. You can work with me one-on-one, 4 months, privately together, to see some phenomenal results, or you work with me in a group where we do that kind of 4 month program, but as a group. So that works out a little bit cheaper because you don't get as much one-on-one time with me. But often, yeah, it's a bit more affordable. So people pick whichever works. But I will also be having more spaces for one-to-one clients in the new year because my little one's going to be at nursery a little bit more. Whoop, whoop. So I'd love to work with you now. If you listen to this over Christmas, head over to kezihall.com, book in your call with me for the new year. Go and do it. Otherwise, thank you for listening. Make sure you're on my email list because I'm going to be sending out that awesome stuff around my birthday over Christmas. You don't want to miss it. And have an amazing, amazing week. Enjoy eating the foods that you love and enjoy ditching the food drama this festive period. And I hope this helps. As always, I'd love to hear from you. So send me a message on Instagram or Facebook. Otherwise, have an amazing day and lots of love. Bye. And just a final reminder, if you are wanting some tasty recipes that are going to help you to eat well this Christmas that are low sugar, that are made from whole foods, that are nutrient dense, that aren't utterly impossible to make or incredibly time consuming, then make sure you grab a copy of my Eat and Be Merry Christmas recipe ebook. It is full of recipes for gluten, grain, dairy, and refined sugar-free recipes that you and the whole family and your friends can enjoy. So if you want to know more about that, it's only on sale for a few weeks of the year. I've also got it on an amazing offer right now that's buy one, get one free with my other best-selling kind of sweet treat collection ebook. So you can get over 45 recipes for a really affordable price so that you can, not just for Christmas, but for the rest of the year, have your kind of resource library full of tasty, whole food, low sugar recipes that you and your family and friends can enjoy. So head over to keziahall.com or supernaturallyhealthy.org. Both of those URLs will take you to the same website. And you can just click on the Eat and Be Merry ebook tab at the top. So, or you can go over to the show notes of today's recipe, or if you're on Instagram and Facebook, just DM me and I'll send you the link. But supernaturallyhealthy.org/be merry, or just head over to my website and you should be able to find it then. It's only on offer and it's only available for a few weeks of the year. And people love these recipes, guys. The Yule log, the mince pies, the last minute Christmas cake, the Stollen bites, the cookies, the homemade raw chocolate. Yep, I have literally got your festive feasting covered. So head over to buy your copy. It's only available. And the special offer, the buy one, get one free, will end on the 15th. Also, make sure you join me in the Eat and Be Merry Challenge. We get kickstarted of this challenge on the 11th of December, and it's for 5 days. So it'll run from the 11th to the 16th of December. So make sure you join soon. You don't need to buy the recipe ebook to join the challenge. It's completely free. But if you buy the recipe ebook, it will kind of supercharge your whole festive experience. So make sure you join me. Head over to the show notes, keziahall.com. Click on the blog, find all the information will be in the show notes, or you can always Instagram or Facebook message me, but I would love to see you in there so that we can feast well and feel good this Christmas.